So I don't know what these stale ways of being are necessarily. You have to decide for yourselves. It may be ways we talk to ourselves about ourselves, and we set labels and limits on ourselves. And habitually we talk about ourselves in a particular way, and we convince ourselves that we're like this. And we enter this, as it were, stale way of being. And we don't enjoy it. This is very general, I realise, but I'm trying to encourage you, yourselves, to have a go this weekend, to ask yourself, do you experience yourself in this way, as being in a stale sort of way? If we do, we can take advantage of the sword of Manjugosha and chisel away and reveal the hidden form. And that way, as we work, knowing that Manjugosha also holds the Book of Wisdom, hopefully we'll have a glimpse of the truth, the transcendental truth, that form is emptiness and emptiness is form. This form that we impose ourselves, these stairways of being, they're empty. They have no inherent self-nature. We try to cling on to them. We are just a flow of experiences, a flow of becoming. And we eventually begin to realise, as we work in this way, that it's all work in progress. It's always work in progress. And that the work is eternally in progress. We've never finished. It's eternally challenging and at the same time eternally satisfying. But we can never put the tools down. We can never put the tools down and say, that's it, I've done it. I've cleared away all that there is to be cleared away. Just that the artist is never satisfied. He always, when he's finished a work of art, he always, the great artist, he always starts a new one. It's an eternal quest. It's never the perfect self. There's always the fresh challenge. We will forever be cutting our way into new worlds, brandishing, wielding the sword of Manjugosha to cut our way into new ways of being. But that is Padmavajra's territory, and I'm going to leave him to tell you how you cut your way into these new worlds of being. So I'll just finish by wishing you all happy chipping, happy hacking, happy shaving and piercing, happy uncovering with the wonderful sword of Manjugosha.